Thank you so much. BBS Radio is possible for us to be broadcasted worldwide over the internet. Thank you to everyone joining in. Today it is Wednesday, June the 13th, 2018. Another 1 hour call where we have live channeling to Terry Brown. If you have questions, we have answers. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And a few more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Dee Call. You're from Missouri.
Welcome to the call.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Dharmananda.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, welcome.
I wish I was doing good.
Yeah. I wish you all the best, my friend.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah?
Hardly walk.
Mm-hmm.
Every step I take hurts.
I'm sending you energy, Dharmananda. Much love and prayers to you. And welcome to those that are joining in here through BBS Radio online. Thank you for being here. You can submit a question for tonight, eventually, per email. Mail your question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And your question might be asked tonight live on the call. Ben Pixum on the go. Make sure if it's a personal question that you add your location, city and state, so Teddy can, or our sources can, through Teddy, locate you and take it from there, read into your situation. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is John Munter, Northern Minnesota.
Welcome to the call, John.
Thank you, Heis.
All right. And after this 1 hour call, we will, like every day, 7 days a week, have the whole planet healing call, which is over phone. And let me first greet the next person here on the phone. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else came in after Jane. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Anna Kitwa.
Welcome to the call, Anna.
Thank you, hi.
Right. And the next person, please say your name and location. We welcome you.
Hello, hi. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to the call, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
It is always my pleasure. And I want to continue saying about the whole planet healing call every day. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And then the access code is 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi. This is Sharon in Missouri.
Hello, Sharon from Missouri. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Welcome to all you.
All right. I heard a lot of silent voices saying thank you. One more time, the phone number, 712-770-4340, and the access code, 250-513-pound. Starting at 7 p.m. Pacific, lasting at least half an hour, sometimes over an hour, depending on the circumstances. And tomorrow night, like every other Thursday, we will have Jim McCarty from the Law of One as a guest. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Michelle in Cambria.
Welcome to the call, Michelle.
Hi. Hi. Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next person, we welcome you. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening. Thank you for being here.
Positive greetings, live from Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Raiden. Positive greetings to you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Who else is in? Please say your name and location.
Terry Brown in Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Sedona. Terry Brown, welcome.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Let's see. Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location. And if you want to submit a question, per email, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome to the call, Janine.
Thank you.
Kevin, Menifee, California.
Kevin, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Kevin, how are you doing, Kevin?
Oh, I'm looking at myself still, having some issues, but I'm getting myself together a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for asking.
You know, when you feel like the world is on your head and you're feeling like you're missing somebody, the best thing to do, I think, for me, having gone through it, okay, one of the best things to do is to move your body, get out of the house, take a walk, go to a coffee shop, you know, read a book, or come into one of our calls. You know, do something, keep the energy moving, because the energy of sorrow, if you don't move it, it gets bigger and bigger, you know? So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that advice. Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed.
Right. I know. I've been there.
Started riding my bike again.
Good. Okay. Good, eyes.
All right. Two more people joining. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
Brad from Woodland, California.
Hello. Is it Fred or Brad?
Brad would be.
Brad, welcome.
Thank you.
Brad, did you submit a question today?
I submitted a question for today from yesterday.
You submitted a question yesterday for today.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Let me see if I can find it.
Somebody else joined in here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, this is Novella.
Isabella, welcome.
Novella, this is Novella who had a health food store, right?
Yep, this is Novella.
Novella, all right.
Are you still?
Several people joining in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Tom, San Jose.
Welcome to the call, Tom.
Thank you.
Who else? Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. It's Prudy in Asheville.
Welcome to you, Prudy.
Thank you.
Who else? Please say your name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Welcome to you, Helen. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, Linden. Location.
Don't you have a question for today, Helen?
No, I guess not. I don't.
I'm not trying to make you cry.
Okay? No, you're not going to make me cry. Bella's home. And...
Bella's home?
Bella's home. She's not quite right, but she's home.
All right. Good.
All right.
Yes, it's a big deal. I'm very hopeful. So thanks for asking me, Wynn.
Good.
So the things are off. And welcome to all those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And you can submit a question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. The lines are still open. Welcome to the next person that joined in. Please say name and location.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. I just called and I just have a question for the Elohim. Should I ask?
Submit that per email to questions@intelligent.
Okay, wait a second. Let me hear his question, okay? If it's important enough, I might fit it in. Okay.
What's your name?
I have failing health on many levels. And I just wanted to know to get us some input from the Elohim.
What is your name and what is your city?
Wait, I think I muted him. Sorry. The wrong line.
Hang on. Albert Toy in New York City.
Albert Toy?
Yes.
T-O-Y?
Yes.
And you're worried about your health, right?
Yes, I have failing health, and I've been working a lot with the archangels, and I've not worked with Elohim, but I've been listening to Winfrey recently, and tonight I just got this email, and I wanted to know if I can possibly have the Elohim give me some insight on on my failing health, or do you want me to give you some more information?
Give me a little more information right now.
I had an operation on my prostate 6 months ago. I'm in a spoon, a lot of pain, and I also have gastritis, which is inflammation in the stomach. I lost 70 pounds. I cannot eat most foods. And also have... been living with an addiction to clonopin, which no longer works. But if I were to get off of it, I go through severe withdrawal. So right now I'm unable to work. I'm living with my sister, who's my caregiver, very loving sister. But these are some of the problems I'm having. And I've had... Edwin, Tina, do a clearing on me of curses, which is kind of scary for me to hear that I've been cursed. And also Fred Brooks did a clearing on me several. So I'm just very confused on what's going on spiritually with me and my failing health. I can barely walk. I'm really emaciated. I'm almost skeletal. And the doctor, I'm in severe pain a lot in my private areas, my stomach, and my head spins when I walk. I can get hit by cars in New York, which is nothing but cars. And I'm unable to work because of it's hard for me to even sometimes walk from my sister's room, kitchen, to the living room. And I'm a very, very... spiritual person, meaning that I've been involved with spirituality for many years of my life. I've been very close with the elementals in a younger age, but I can also see the dark forces as well. I had psychic vision when I was young, And I lost a lot of my vision the last few years. A lot of my dreams are in darkness. But if they're in light, the light beings are gangsters. They take on the shape of mafia. So
the light, are you sure they're light beings?
They are not, because if they're mafia and it's in a light, very light filled environment, they're not light beings. So I wanted to just get an insight in some what's going on with me. I don't know. That's, I hope I'm being articulate.
They're listening, okay.
But what is your name?
My name is Albert Toy.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for speaking up, Albert.
Albert, we don't usually do that. But you know who Kimberly is, Albert?
Kimberly? No, I don't know Kimberly.
Well, when I ask your question, I'll tell you, okay? All right.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Teddy, are you here?
Oh. Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Thank you, Vin and Teddy. Here goes.
This conference is being recorded.
Well, I started the recording and didn't tell me what date it was. Today the 13th?
13th.
Yes. Today's the 13th. I got it right. Huh?
And it's at 6:13 p.m. right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are we recording? We're recording, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is our Wednesday night call.
Oh, by the way, when you did have an echo earlier. Sorry.
Do I have an echo now?
Not when you speak yourself. Can somebody else? Teddy, can you hear without an echo now?
I don't hear an echo.
Okay, good. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just printing the questions. I'm sitting by the printer. Just as a brief introduction. The Elohim, tonight we're asking questions that people have submitted. And, of course, we have two sources, and they actually are working together on these answers. This all started out where I was talking to the Elohim for quite a few years. For clarification, the Elohim has been a word for God, but when I ask them directly, they say they don't like to be worshipped. They say they're like our high-level friends. And sometimes miracles happen around them. And I know when people get on these calls, they hear about a miracle or so, and they say, "Where's mine?" which I said the same thing. And we happen to actually have had a miracle. Most of you know the story that are regulars, but there's a lady in Los Angeles who is doing miracles. Her name is Kimberly Meredith. And she gets around people, and she does public things. And, I mean, people see her and their tumors disappear. Things rearrange in their body. And, of course, Terry had cancer at one point. And after she saw it, for about 4 months, Terry needed blood every 3 weeks. We were going to the emergency, and her blood count was down. And if I didn't take her there, she would have died. And we saw Kimberly about 4 months into this, and I didn't know what to expect. I had no idea. And from that point on, Terry has not needed blood. She hasn't had indications of having cancer. And there's other people that have seen Kimberly that have had similarly astounding results. So not everyone does, though. There's a whole bunch of criteria. Why or why not somebody gets a healing? And one thing is to look at our website, thehealingtrilogy.com, and see if it resonates for you. You know, she does it over Skype. People go see her in Los Angeles area. She was in New York not that long ago, but she probably won't be going for some time. She's getting a big demand, okay? Really big demand. It's hard to, even at the best, sometimes you have to wait two months until she gets an opening, and it's going to get worse. So if it sounds, look and see if it resonates with you, and if it does, she can do things over Skype as well. So, and we'll ask a question on behalf of the gentleman that was worried about his health. And we do a thing called calling in of the light to make a protected space. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect every person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra. I'm clear, an aspect of the Ra group and an aspect of the Elohim group. And we come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line, when we don't come through the computer. There's a voice that comes through that. We take a moment and we orient ourselves to be in touch with everyone on the line that wishes to be in touch. We are here to assist where we can. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or resonate with you, then disregard it. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Let's start out with just a moment. With Novella Springer.
Yes.
And
yes.
She is in, I forget what city, in the Gold Rush country.
end up in near the earthquake fault.
Yeah.
If she's still there, yes.
So her question is, what is interrupting me when I try to call to work with healing? When I try to work with healing groups or individuals, several occasions I have had a static crackling or phone disconnects. But only when I'm trying to talk to source, remote healing, etc. She's asking why that happens. Of course, many people have had that happen. And I know the energy goes up. It's kind of like when you do high-intensity work like that, this is wind talking. It's like when people walk under lamps and they go off. They have a big field that screws up electrical stuff. But let's turn it to our sources and see what they say.
Thank you, yes. When the energy goes up, the phone sometimes disconnects or gets weak. We have experienced that sometimes on our own calls when the energy gets really high, the phone can hang up suddenly. We also see that you are located in a zone that is more sensitive than other zones. As there are energies playing back and forth in the area where you live that are connected with the San Andreas. This could also create a phone that is more sensitive to the energies that is a coming.
Thank you. Dee Collier in Jasper, Missouri. Hello, Star Family. I have been experiencing restless sleep and feel like I'm downloading information. I woke one morning with a song singing over in my head, and these were the words. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? I know this is the Pocahontas song, but only these two phrases came through and have stayed with me. Did they come from you, or can you tell me what the meaning is for me? Thank you.
Thank you. We take a look, and we see that you are connecting. It is not from us, but it is other sources that really care for you, and they are coming to you, a gesture of friendliness. It is something partly to do with the area where you live. But it is a friendly spirit that is coming, but it is not from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from John Munter in Warba, Hibbing, Minnesota. And John asks, what is the Holy Spirit? Now, John, let me tell you something. We have spent so many sessions, probably in the last 2 years, and unfortunately, our stuff is not that organized, but you can find it somewhere on the Spirit Channel, where we came to a pretty clear conclusion. I mean, with a lot of evidence, not just, you know, making it up. But I've never heard anyone else come to. And it has to do with the Ra group. And that the Ra group was creating, holding the space for a matrix of energy in the fifth dimension, which was working through Jesus. But he didn't have the exclusive to it, but he was a major person to bring this energy into this realm. And I know the energy, I felt the energy in a room, which I know was the Holy Spirit. I felt it when in the room when I was talking. I felt it on this line. And it's actually a construct that's woven together in the higher realms to help us bypass quickly obstacles that might we may have a difficult time bypassing otherwise. That's my answer, and let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. The Holy Spirit is a frequency that bring light into a situation. They are available if one accesses the Holy Spirit. One accesses the frequencies that are of the highest survival that there is. And by survival, we don't mean material things, but we mean the love light that the soul, the person, can access, that when they access this energy, it fortifies and protects them, and it is full of light, and it makes it one able to feel come to his highest
self-being
in the background.
Eyes?
All
right. Okay, you okay, sorry, let's bring the energy in. Okay.
When one accesses the Holy Spirit as Jesus accessed it constantly, one has the energies, the frequencies, a combination of frequencies to draw on that can fortify him, her, and when the person faces the world accessing these energies, it brings we search for the words peace, a feeling of well-being that then they can help, these energies help them to face their life and their problems and the things that are troubling to them and serve them with protection and a fortitude that stays with them as they confront the issues of the day. We have said much more in previous calls. The Ra group has set up a section and gathered those particular frequencies together and emanates them to help reaffirm that these frequencies are available and one can tune into it and can use it in their life to go through each day and experience the love life of God and of individuals such as Jesus that are bringing through this energy and teaching people how to access it.
Thank you. Bonnie Tenders asks, and I think I'm just going to ask this one question. We'll see if we have room for the others towards the end. What happens when one calls in the light? Now, let me just say that it's like the calling in of the light doesn't make something happen. It's the intent of the person who makes it happen and then hangs their conviction and their conviction and their intent to make something happen. And then if other people are there, they're sharing that and something happens. The energy shifts. It's like it's a call to sacredness. Let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say.
Thank you. It is the focusing into the higher realms so that beings such as the Elohim and us and the world group us and other masterful beings that are available can be present to hear what it is that you wish or that you are working toward, or it is a connection between the higher realms and the masters of positive energy, that they can eliminate and set aside any negativity that is coming through, and you can focus on the positive and make more progress in what you are asking.
Thank you. Next question here. Judy Gibson in Camp Verde is asking about the origin of crop circles. And Patty Greer, who's a crop circle researcher for several years, claims that the circles are generated by Mother Earth using plasma energy. And that's another thing, Judy, that we have talked about in the past, and it's actually the same answer about the person that was asking about the Holy Spirit. It was, is, according to our answers, it was the Ra group who's making crop circles. Not all of them. In fact, maybe if we can update the answer, see, are any of the crop circles being made by negative sources? And occasionally some are made by humans that mimic a crop circle. but I'll send it over to our sources to get an update on the answer.
Thank you. Cough triples, when they are authentic and not made by men or other negative sources, are very rapid, and it is energies. They use the energies of Earth, and they use the magnetics of Earth, but they do it with the creation in mind of messages that are coded to be sent to recipients in the Earth plane. They're formed very rapidly as people who have been there and seen them formed have seen. Sometimes the messages are from the Ra group, and sometimes they are from a group that is extraterrestrial that is seeking to give us on Earth a message. It is wise to pay attention to the decoding of these messages that are available in crop circles. Thank you.
Thank you. At a place where the Ra group is doing it, how many members of the Ra group are usually involved in making one circle?
Roughly 63.
Okay, thank you. And we send our thanks to the Ra group for doing that. Next question. We have Albert in New York City, who was, you probably heard him at the beginning of the call, when he was talking about his failing health and his prostrate and gastritis, and he's not eating, his addiction and not able to work, and luckily he has a sister who is being a caregiver.
And thank you. Did he elicit any more information about what addiction it is?
Klonopin, I believe.
Pardon?
Klonopin. It's a drug. I think it's a medical drug.
Okay. Go ahead.
And that's all.
Thank you. One of the things that addictions do is they make you feel better, but to do it, it is at a cost. It burns up nutrients, and when the nutrients burn up, or the body uses them, then the person feels better, but then the nutrients are not there for the future, and things gradually get worse. So we see here a deficiency of nutrients that are needed for the body to heal, and if you forget the nutrients that your body needs to create more electrons that can be used in body healing. If it gets more nutrition, then it can begin to turn around and can begin to have the nutrient building blocks that it can begin to repair. So the addiction, although it seems to help in the long run, is making a depletion of nutrients that if you can make that can get these nutrients into your system, then it can begin to turn around. So what nutrients are needed? We see that there are nutrients needed for the brain that are used up in the daily living. There are nutrients for the different systems of the body, the brain, the heart, the nervous system. The nervous system is a big one because it operates as a whole with the other systems, and your nerves need more calming nutrients. You could take a look at on the internet at Joel Wallach's protocols, and you could look them up on the internet and speak to someone on the line that could give you more information. As your body, it needs all nutrients to operate normally. Particularly after you have had surgery, it needs more nutrients and healing nutrients. It requires more with your addiction and with the surgery. If you get the nutrients that are needed, it is not a rapid fix, but it is a slow building back. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you recommend Kimberly for this gentleman?
Yes. Give us a minute. It is not necessary, but we do see that Kimberly on a Skype session could give you some pointers and give you connection to the higher dimensions and to the Holy Spirit energies that could give you a big boost. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan in Canada asks, she's scheduled to have an implant removed from her mouth this Tuesday or Wednesday. and she's wondering if the surgery will go well, and maybe I can add, or you can help it go well. Thank you very much, Sue.
Thank you. We see that we anticipate the surgery going well, and it's helping your mouth to heal without that implant there.
Okay. Next question is from Brad in Woodland, California. Last weekend, I had a conversation where a partner gently touched or rubbed my forearms with fingers. My partner claimed to have only gently touched my forearms, but what I experienced was gentle touching that turned into moderate tapping. As this occurred, I felt a foreign energy presence that seemed to guide my thoughts or possess me, to conclude that scratching my left forearm was a terrific idea. I began scratching my left forearm a few times, and my partner asked if I was okay, spread my arms apart, and gave me a hug. This brought me back to reality, out of this strange fog of sorts. I felt very confused, disoriented, and scared, as I had felt very out of control. My partner claimed that my pupils had dilated during that time to such an extent that no iris looked visible, only white and black. My partner further claimed that it was obvious that upon looking at my face, it wasn't me in there, but something else. Can you tell me exactly what happened and why it happened and the nature of the energy I experienced, and how can I prevent it from occurring in the future?
Thank you. We take a look and we see that another spirit entered your body, and that area of your arm when your partner touched your arm, it opened up a place for energy, for an energy to enter. That area of your arm be careful of that area opening, as it is not from this lifetime that you had a predilection towards that. It is from another lifetime where the area was activated for a ceremony. So be careful of touching or someone else touching that area, but be gentle with yourself and ask for protection so that it does not spread or happen again. It is the beginning of a long past memory, and a past life ritual, and you, when you experience something like that right at the start of the first time you experience it in this life, it can be difficult, as you have not gotten used to how to handle or what is happening. So take care with that area, and we send you an erasing energy to close that portal. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. We have 3 minutes here. We have one more. Let me see if there's anything urgent.
We send Albert our love light energy for fortification of him. Thank you.
Okay. Question is from Doug Henninger and Jarrettsville, Maryland, and he asks, can we actually have 24 strands of perfected DNA in every cell of our body? This would be two double helixes twisted together. If so, would it unlock keys to greater health and higher dimensional communication? You probably already have higher dimensional communication if you have 24 strands open. I don't know, Doug, if you listened to our last two Sunday calls, when we sent out transcripts, we talked about DNA, fine points of DNA evolution. And your DNA is constantly changing according to the energy fields you're letting into your body. And to open up 24 strands of DNA, you would already have probably higher dimensional communication of some sort. So, but let me turn it over to our sources, see what they say.
Thank you. The general strands are 12, although it is possible to have a double helix of them resonating together. But we suggest you work with the 12 to increase the resonance and vibration and activation of the 12 strands, and then octaves can begin to show up with more strands. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's going to be our last question for tonight. Judy Kane, please submit it for next week. Who else? Art.heal, Valerie, next week. And
Art what?
It's not art. It's actually Melissa in Kazoo, Michigan, okay? But her email is art, okay? So I just want to say we're going on to Whole Planet Healing. I'll tell you guys that Whole Planet Healing has been evolving and evolving. I know there's some new people on the line tonight that ask questions. And it's an amazing experience every night. We do it every night to meet with a group of people at such a high vibration. And it's causing people to go through shifts in their life. It's the call that our emphasis is focusing on bringing in the vibrations of the higher realms into the physical, into your body, and then creating group intentions for planetary healing. So It may take coming in two or three or four times to get it. But we, if you've ever been there, just sending an invitation to try it out. Because I think it's one of the most powerful things.
And then drop out. I want to say the phone number. If you want to call into the Whole Planet Healing Call, starting in a few minutes, 712-770-4340. And the access code is 50513-POUND. Yes, Ren?
I knocked myself off the line, but thank you. You just did exactly what I was hoping you would do, okay?
So, all right, and I repeat one more time, 712-770-4340. Access code 250513-POUND. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Terry. Okay. Thank you, our beautiful sources.
And we'll see many of you soon.
All callers are unmuted.